What's up, what's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. Joining us in on this podcast is my man. You may know him from God knows how many activities. He's called in this podcast before. You may know him from as a contributor from Last Word on Sports. You may know him from the Screen to Screener podcast. Highly popular this week because of the March Madness brackets. Fantasy sports, CBS Fantasy Sports, contributor, and my man, Mike Randall is helping us out with our March Madness picking brackets, talking all things March Madness, because there was ever a guy who knows his stuff when it comes down to college basketball. This is that man, and he's calling into this podcast. Also, we'll get into the normal craziness of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. But first, we've got to pay some bills. I want to thank everyone who went to SamShowNation.com. Yo, home for all things related to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. But right there on that homepage and current promotions page, there is a donate button. Hey, hit that button. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Whatever you do, we put right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, sounder, greater podcast. It is honestly the second best way to help out this podcast. But hey, maybe you listening, you want a little bang for your buck, you want something to show off your love for the Just Talking With Sam podcast, we got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com, hit that store link. And by hitting that store link, we got a bunch of swag, whether it be t-shirts, whether it be hats, stickers, whatever you need in your daily life to show your love for the Just Talk With Sam podcast. We got you covered right there. Go ahead, get your favorite swag and walk around in your daily life and say, this is the podcast I love the most. Or I just kind of like. Or, you know, I kind of dig this guy. We're just trying to get to the bottom of why I think I may have liked him. But whatever you got right there, you can do it right there. Speaking of the podcast, you can always go to SamShowNation.com, click that podcast link, and be up to date with all the latest, greatest podcasts. You can listen to it right there on the homepage, but maybe you listen to podcasts differently. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS. You can do it right there or right there on the page. You can listen to your favorite podcast. And the best way to help out this podcast is just to tell someone. Just tell someone, hey, I listen to this podcast. I think it's great. You should too. And they listen to the podcast and they have their opinions and then they do what they got to do right there. You can post about it on iTunes. You can talk about it on Google Play. You can give a review on Stitcher. However you want to do it, just spread the word of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. We got a few sponsors this week. Because, well, gotta pay some bills around here. That's just ebb and flow it is. First sponsor comes from the good folks at Flower.com. Flower.com wants you to send fresh flowers every day with same day delivery. Now, you can do this on all types of occasions, whether it be birthday, get well, anniversary, funeral, congratulations, or just because. You can just send some flowers just because. I like flowers just because. You can do it by going to SamShowNation.com, hitting that current promotions link, and hitting the flower.com link. You can send flowers. You can send gift baskets, whatever it is. Hey, maybe you want to keep this under your hat. Easter's right around the corner. And you can also get some Easter flowers. They got flowers for all different types of occasions, as I just said right there. And also, by going to SamShowNation.com, you can order right there with the handy-dandy winter sale. You can save up to 45% off everything that they have there, regardless of the occasions that you are serving. And then you can set a date, meaning you can order it now, and you can set it for that anniversary so you don't forget. That's just plain smart right there. And if something happens, you hit a snag, you can go to flower.com at samshownation.com. Call in right there with the order number and talk to a person, a human. I know, it's crazy. But go to flowers.com at samshownation.com and celebrate the season by sending flowers today. Ton of collections, and they got over tons of flowers, over 1,000 different bouquets or combinations that you want to sit. And you can save $20 off any competing retail prices. Find out all of that stuff at SamShowNation.com, hittingtheflower.com. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart.com. Daily Saving Center! You can go to the Daily Savings Center and get the hottest offers for today. That is right. You are talking to a person. Before I'm doing this intro, I went to the Daily Savings Center, and in about 5 minutes, when I'm done with this, I am going to get into my car and I am going to go to my local Walmart and pick up some stuff I ordered. It's just that simple. Yes, the Daily Savings Centers had right there on the homepage of SamShowNation.com, current promotions page of SamShowNation.com, you can get the clearance, rollback, special buys, all of that, all in one place. They want to maximize your tax return just by getting the stuff that you need. Maybe you want a new TV. Maybe you want a new computer. Maybe you want a new phone. They got you covered right there at Walmart.com. Walmart.com not just has that, but they offer free 2-day shipping. By doing that, you can order it right there, and they can ship it right to your house within 2 days. They have free grocery pickup. That is right. I just did it. You can go get some Cheetos right there, and you can go to your local Walmart and pick up your Cheetos. Sup, DeMarco? Sup, Chris? And Rob. Sorry about that, Rob. I'm going to leave you out. When I go there, you can order your favorites. You can go to your local Walmart and pick it right up at the pickup counter. So please, go to SamShowNation.com. Hit the Daily Savings Center and save on all your hottest items at Walmart.com. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Amazon got everything you need from A to Z. Who are we kidding? It is the internet. You are going on Amazon anyway. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com and on the home page and current promotions page, click that Amazon link. You can get whatever you are going to get. Maybe you just want that new Echo Dot. You could just ask it and they do it. Alexa's there. Maybe you want some of that new, you know, some fashions. It's getting around that time. People finna start getting their body in shape for the spring and summer seasons. They got a bunch of athletic gear, shoes, workout clothes. Hey, maybe you want to try Prime. Maybe you've been getting the emails. Maybe you're seeing some cool stuff on TV. Maybe you like Manchester by the Sea. Maybe you like a lot. Maybe you're cool with pilot season. Prime got you covered. So please go to Amazon.com with, you know, at the homepage is, you know, Sam Show Nation. And the current promotions page of Sam Show Nation. And quite honestly, I'm looking at Amazon Prime, the pilot season app. And this is actually a cool thing. What this is mostly how shows become shows on TV. They have pilots. And a panel of experts pick that pilot in order to become a show by the strength of whatever they feel necessary. But now they're giving you the power. They help you choose the next Amazon original for their pilot to be the next Prime show. What? Amazon doing it. So please go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage, current promotions page. Click that Amazon button on, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, we get a little kickback, you know, a little nice because we lead the traffic there. And that's another way to help the podcast. Well, that's enough of me yammering. That's enough of me doing all of this stuff. We're going to reset these mics in about 90 seconds. Tasha is joining me, and then my man Mike Randall is going to call, and we're going to talk about some NCAA men's basketball. See you guys in a few. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop. I don't know this till like right now. Seriously. Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, y'all.
it's obvious. You see, y'all just listen. We never write this out.
All right, we are back. I am hyped. It is the best, one of the best weeks of the year in a few short minutes. My man, Mr. Mike Randall. You know, I'm so hyped for him. Honestly, I'm hyped for him because this is his time. Mike Randall has helped us out with fantasy football. He has chimed in with his Super Bowl picks. Mm-hmm. He's chimed in. Any real sports related.
He may have helped too, but he ain't helped me.
But he's about to help a shit ton
of people.
I'm
going to have to get his email so I can ask him some questions about my fantasy football.
Hey, that's September. We're in March.
I know.
This is his time.
I get it.
Screen to screener. I have been listening to Screen to Screener for about the last 2 weeks because I need to get that cash with that Mike March Madness.
Uh-huh.
I need to, and then on top of that, one of my favorite holidays, St. Patrick's Day, where everybody's a little Irish.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm black Irish.
Yeah, you
are. It is what it is. I get a chance to whip out some of my Irish stuff. I'm drinking a George Killian's beer. Killian's Irish Red, baby.
I'm drinking. I'm drinking a cup, a red Starbucks cup full of water.
So I'm got my Starbucks. You on that Starbucks?
You got a problem
cool
with Starbucks?
Guinness.
You got an issue with Starbucks?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it is what it is. But I got my cool.
I enjoy.
I love Guinness, but you got to drink the stouts like extra cold.
Aren't they like really thick?
Oh yeah,
and viscosity.
Oh yeah,
is the right word viscosity?
You got like so.
Viscous.
My whole point of this screen to screener, my man. Look, here we go. I'm just gonna be straight up with you.
Oh,
I'm counting on you, Mike. Mike, if you listen to the first part of this podcast, man, I rocks with screen to screener. Fantasy Warrior Mike on the Twitter. I don't throw his stuff out there. I'm telling you. See, See, the deal with Mike is.
Mm-hmm.
I rocks with Mike. Everybody knows I rocks with Mike a ton. Mm-hmm. When it comes down. This is our official, unofficial, official. I think I'm giving it to him, college sports correspondent. He's been a correspondent.
You ready to give up that title to Mr.
See, Randall? See, we don't have a college, especially a college men's basketball. See, DeJuan may step in with men's basketball. My man Chuck Hosner may step in for football. But I could give the official, unofficial NCAA men's basketball. I'm giving that to Mike Randall. Screen to screener. I keep saying the name of his podcast. I've been listening to it that hard. And I need y'all to know that. But Mike Randall,
mm-hmm,
is single-handedly going to help me get into a better life.
Wow.
And I say this now, and it's a lot of pressure on him if he's listening, because I know you know that Warren Buffett.
Was it the $1 million shot?
No. Ooh, woo, woo. No.
$10,000?
No.
What is it?
A billion with a B. If you got a perfect bracket, Warren Buffett is like, here's $1 billion.
I'm tempted to
straight up billion as with a B.
I mean, is it like a special way to enter?
You just got to go to, I think it's CBS Sports. Or have your bracket postmarked. Just, hey, Warren Buffett, what's up, man? Now, his employees, I am not a Warren Buffett employee. But here's the killer shit. You don't have to have a perfect bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a winning bracket.
So maybe win a couple games.
But if you work for Warren Buffett, you get $1 million a year until you die.
Well, I'll take that.
No, I want the billion with a B.
No.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I still got to pay taxes on that, and that billion ain't going to be a billion.
Simple man. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, after they take taxes out.
I'm saying if I'm his employee, I will take the million a year.
Well, you could double down and get both if you got a perfect bracket. A perfect bracket, meaning $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what that means. After taxes, after you take out taxes out of a billion, and I'm doing loose math here, you're looking at probably like 750, mm-hmm, 750 million. Oh, I'm sorry, are you going to live 750 years?
I never know.
Go fuck yourself. I'm taking that billion. Because I just want to, you know what I want to do with that billion? Mm-hmm. I think, because with a billion, With a B, I would do some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dumb shits I would do, I would Robert Redford, like just some random couple.
Okay. And did you propose?
Yeah. I'm showing up with my tuxedo. I'm showing up.
What were you going, what would you ask the person to do?
Nah. I want $1 million for one night with your wife. Just so I can have that squirm. Because if you watch that movie was just essentially about the decision.
I know some dudes that give you their baby mama for like a good $500.
No, but that's the thing though. $1 million. Because I want y'all to have that conversation. And then all we doing for that one night, probably watch a couple episodes of Dragon Ball Z. Probably see like a Pistons game or something. Like something so on board.
Try to message the dude and say like,
but I want the fight. I want that fight in his mind.
Sign like a non-disclosure agreement so she can't talk about anything. Mm-hmm. Y'all did. So he always have to wonder like, what did y'all do?
See, that's the thing. I don't want the NDA. I don't want the non-disclosure agreement. I want my man to have the like fight of all day wondering if I should or do I care or whatever. And then the next day, before I cut that check, I want him pissed. What the fuck did you do? What did you? And then you just see like video of us like watching, like I don't know, Selma. I don't know. I can't think of like what is the most non.
Think of movies you haven't seen.
Like a movie that's just non, not romantic. Let's just start there. Selma. Do you know how hard it is to fuck to the movie Selma?
Very. Well, now if the roles reversed and I was a chick, I need one night with your husband. This dude will be washing my hair and helping me do my twist out.
I ain't trying to embarrass anyone.
That ain't embarrassing. I just need help doing my hair.
No, I just kind
of
won't.
You know how hard it is through the back of your head.
I kind of want to see if with that $1 million, I want to see how much you agree with me that night. Like I just kick out random facts that I know that's wrong. Like. Just to see if you agree. Like, hey man, you see the last our Super Bowl champs, the Cleveland Browns? Yes, I saw the clip. You motherfucker, you fucking yes man. But yeah, I won't deny when I talked about movies. You know how hard it is to fuck to Selma. Just like, yeah, girl, when we get home, we gonna watch this movie, Glory. You see that John Legend song? When the glory comes. It will be ours.
Could you stop now?
It will be. You know what's even more fucked up about that?
What?
I don't know the words.
I noticed.
I don't know the word. But here's the deal. If I just keep saying that one part, I could trick you into thinking I know the words to that song.
Oh God, please.
Glory. When the glory comes, it will be ours.
I want you to stop singing that.
So, house!
Okay.
In the glory, glory!
Then you're gonna do the background vocals too?
When the glory comes!
Oh, Jesus.
It will be. See, all you gotta do is keep doing. Dude, I'm dead serious, man. Just try that shit out.
Man, I'm getting drier.
Yeah. Like, look, you can't, like. I need a Love Jones or a Brown Sugar or a Love and Basketball like tonight, because like all these woke movies, like Hidden Figures, Glory, Moonlight, depending on your sexual orientation, it's not Fences, like all of these movies are great movies in their own right, but nothing. They're for lack of a better term, they're downers. Can you give me that?
Yeah, I get you.
As I sip on this Killian's Irish Red, baby!
Why you ain't drinking no black beers?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a black holiday showing up? Because I'm getting ready for St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't see you drinking no black-made beers during Black History Month.
Hey, in Black History Month, I will knock back a red stripe if you gave me one. But... Wait, speaking of Irish beer, speaking of Irish, first round, fighting Irish, I'm getting Notre Dame, going first round. This is the first time I can say that because I'm feeling good, got my Killian's Irish Red, got my Jameson's over there, chilling, so yeah, the Fighting Irish first round. I think that's not too far fetched. Hell, I'll ask Mike. I ask Mike because this is his time. Like, here's the deal about.
Are there any black breweries now that I'm thinking about it?
Probably
black owned brewery.
Maybe you should look that up.
I'm about to look that up.
But here's the deal with my man Mike Randall, Screen to Screen. I'm curious to see what his mental state is because since this is his time, like our time, what is summertime for this podcast where we like really hitting our stride. What that post Comic-Con on through the summer is where, because you know we're entertainment and comedy. Well, that's interesting. What is our stride?
I don't know.
But this, like, I'm proud of Mike because this is.
I found some black-owned beer companies.
This is their time. This is their time. Actually, hey, while you research this, I'm going to holler at my man Mike. This is him calling right now. All I'm going to go and get that $1 billion. Let's do it. Hello?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
My man Mike. Oh, man. I got to let you know, you are being recorded. We have already started a little bit without you, but Mike, if there was ever a person that we need right now, with your expertise. Now, you broke down football for us. You did the fantasy stuff. But this is your home. I listen to Screen to Screener. Never more intently than this week. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, right?
No, this is the bread and butter. It's the best time of year. I don't think I slept for days, Sam. I just can't wait for 12 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, let's just, before we get into it, please let everybody know where they can get the last minute tips, Screen to Screener, your Twitter, your social media, whatever. Go ahead, Mike Randall it up. This is the floor. This is yours.
Great. Thanks, Sam. Yeah, we got the Screen to Screener podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, College Basketball Podcast. We break it down. We're going almost every day now. You can find us on Twitter at SDS Podcast, myself at Fantasy Warrior Mike, FTSY Warrior Mike. Or you can email the show if you want to give us some thoughts to react to stuff that we talk about, sdspodcast@gmail.com.
Now, like I said, I wasn't being funny. I'm listening to you guys for some last-minute tips. Like me and probably most of America, filling out the brackets, second, third, fourth guessing myself. Before we jump into the brackets itself, one thing I got to know from your side of the fence. What was your favorite, or I should say surprising, tournament snubs? Somebody that just didn't make the tournament.
Well, the answer is very easy. It's Illinois State. And my issue is, if you're a small school team, you have a disadvantage already. You don't have the revenue of a power conference. You're a small guy in a small conference. So in order to even that playing field, I think what you have to be is dominant. You have to have zero or one losses during the regular season, and you have to put forth a really good showing in the conference tournament. Illinois State was 17-1. They actually beat Wichita State for the one seed in the Missouri Valley Conference, and then they had a rematch in the finals, which was a great game that Wichita State won. The only game they lost in the regular season, their best player was not eligible. He was injured. I think is ridiculous. No one wants to see a 6-10 or an 8-8 Power 5 school get in over a school like that. I'm not saying, Sam, if they were like 14-4 or something, but that was dominance to me. And the idea that you can just quantify that with an RPI or a number is baloney. If they dominate their conference, I want to see them in, whether they win the conference tournament or not.
Hey, that makes all the sense in the world. Mine was, I like how you came with facts, because you know, we really don't do the fact, just strong opinions on Just Talk With Sam podcast, but this is more of a sentimental thing, along with just the school. Syracuse! Come on, man! I gotta be honest, I don't remember a tournament without seeing Syracuse in there. I mean, this is way before Carmelo Anthony. We're talking, like, when was the last time you thought of a bracket and Syracuse wasn't on there?
Yeah, they've had some issues with the committee over the years.
Big time.
I feel like every once in a while you see Jim Boeheim on television talking talking about how they should have been in and they weren't. So for some reason, I feel like there's some sort of thing there with Syracuse that other big schools will get in, but they don't get in. They did have the huge win over Duke at home, but I saw this coming. I said to them, they finished the season against Louisville and Georgia Tech. I said, don't blow that Louisville game, because don't rest on the fact that you beat Duke, which was a great win. But they lost to Louisville, they beat Georgia Tech, and then they lost in the tournament, and that just wasn't enough.
I mean, like, when you just help mention it, talking about big schools and stuff like that, when you see Illinois get snubbed, you see Wichita get in there, and you look at a big school like Syracuse, you would think they would have that in their favor already, you know, just because, I mean, don't get me started on this, but they want to see who brings in the money. And honestly, Syracuse would have done it. That's just my opinion. But, I mean, before we get down that rabbit hole about, you know, the players not getting paid and all that good stuff, I'm just going to change the subject. Now, I want to ask you this, because you said something very interesting, but I just kind of want you to pinpoint on Screen to Screener. I just kind of want you to kind of streamline this, because this in itself could be an entire show, but what are some key things that you would need to know before filling out the bracket at all?
Well, the key thing you have to know is momentum is the key. I feel like momentum is the big power in life. So you have to be aware of the teams who are coming in the tournament red hot. It is very rare that a team finishes the season on a bad note, has a mediocre conference tournament, and then all of a sudden it clicks. They at least are playing better at the end of the year. So if you're going to fill out your bracket, you got to look for those smaller schools that are really hot, that are good, doing well right now, because those are going to be your upsets.
Okay. Good to know. Now, when you talk about those smaller schools and coming in, who do you think got screwed the hardest as far as placement in the bracket, in seeding? Who do you think, in your opinion, got just someone you should watch, or excuse me, a team you should watch, and just got screwed the hardest just based on the seeding structure?
Well, no doubt, the best game of the first round of the tournament is number 7 Dayton versus number 10 Wichita State in the South region. I love Dayton. I loved Wichita State. And the committee, of course, Sam, God forbid they call me and ask me this, put them against each other in the first round. That is going to be a phenomenal first round game, but they didn't do them any favors. Whoever wins that bloodbath is then going to have to play Kentucky. And that's going to be real impossible. And if by some grace of God they actually get by Kentucky, they're probably facing UCLA. And then, oh, by the way, if they want to make the Final Four, they got to play North Carolina. So right off the page, that 7-10 matchup in the South between Dayton and Wichita State, two really good small school teams that could make the Final Four, they're playing each other.
Oh, yeah. You're right on that. Like, I want to see Wichita State, because I'm calling it right now, just based on seeding and seeding alone, upset special. If you're going to go by your bracket and you're going to go by chalk, don't put your money on Dayton. As great team, but I'm just saying, you know how sometimes you get desperate and you just make a chalk bracket, which I have done. And one of my brackets, I should say. And that's just what it's going to be. Now, one of the things, I feel that they got cheated with the seeding. And this is just my Marquette, I think should have been a little bit lower, personally, because I'm not really seeing it. Maybe a 12 seed out of the East, because UNC is only, I don't know, maybe they should have flip-flopped. Because when you talk about momentum, UNC in those last few games, maybe they should have flip-flopped. Now, that's just me. Your thoughts? You're the expert. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, Marquette's a dangerous team because they shoot the three really well. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think they got screwed a little bit. And you know how they got screwed? Is they're playing that game in South Carolina. So Marquette is going to play South Carolina in the East, in South Carolina, 100 miles from their campus. They're a dangerous team. They shoot the three well. I got to tell you this, though, Sam. My partner, Gus Kearns, pulled this out, and it makes a lot of sense. I predicted South Carolina to beat Marquette, but I didn't realize. Of course they put Marquette there. You know why? They're hoping Marquette beats South Carolina so Marquette can play Duke in the second round, and the cameras can just show you Wojnarowski and Krzyzewski, the former player coach, the former assistant coach, all game long.
I'll tell you right now,
they're rooting for Marquette to win that game.
Now, personally, I don't see them doing it, mainly because South Carolina's defense is too strong.
Yep, and South Carolina has the best player on the floor, Sindarius Thornwell, who's tremendous.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm glad you just jumped right into that, because that was my next question. What are some of the, or who are some of the players that you're going to watch throughout this entire tournament?
Best player I love that no one talks enough about is Semi Ojeleye from SMU. SMU only goes six players deep. Ojeleye used to play at Duke, and he transferred. He's led this team. They're scalding hot right now. They crushed the American Conference final game against Cincinnati, who's really good also. He's absolutely one of my favorites. Another one I want to give you is East Tennessee State, Eric Cromer. Real exciting guard, super fast. They're playing Florida in the first round. I have East Tennessee State beating them because Florida's playing without their center, John Ibunu, and they've been struggling down the stretch. They lost twice to Vanderbilt. Those are two names on first-round guys that you may not hear a lot about, who I think are going to be really, really good.
Okay, okay. You sound kind of like me, but a person I'm looking at, pretty much depending on how far they go, is Juwan Evans from Oklahoma State. This guy is a straight-up-and-down pure athlete. I mean, like, from he's a good, what they say, basketball IQ. Coming in at the point guard, he is one of these guys who makes you better just being around him. He's a playmaker by himself, but he's not afraid to dish the rock and make you look better, pretty much, you know? This guy will carry a team by himself, but is the team he's on Oklahoma State. So, personally, I think he's making the Sweet 16, but that's going to be about the extent of that, because you're just playing against just better teams, you know?
Juwan Evans is tremendous. That's a great call by you. The guy's an electric scorer. He had 30 points a game three times this year. The last three games, 29, 22, and 29 points. They can totally fill it up. They're very high on offensive efficiency. I do have them losing in the first round because, to me, there were two teams in the Big Ten that I thought could make the Final Four. Purdue, who finished the season as the top team, and Michigan, because Michigan has the guards. They have senior guards. They shoot the three. They got the big guy Wagner inside, and then they have a great coach. So I almost didn't want Michigan to win the Big Ten tournament because I wanted people to cool on them. But that's going to be a high-scoring game, Michigan-Oak State.
No, you talk about momentum. They just won Big Ten. And then Derek Walton is 6-even, but he's already in that zeitgeist, that spotlight. You know what I mean? He's already... like, just pretty much scary. I mean, you got this guy, he's averaging about 20 points a game, at least 6 assists, and 4 rebounds. And this guy is 6-even. That's what's scary about this. He's not a big guy.
He's a nasty, nasty player. He stepped his game up, and when you're looking in the tournament, you want senior guards that are tough. He's been through the ringer. He's played in big games. He's not afraid of anything. He takes big shots after big shots. He took a big shot in Minnesota when they were playing on the road earlier this year. Love Derek Walton Jr.
Now, here we go. I got to ask this question because this guy has been my favorite topic for the last few weeks. Lonzo Ball. Real talk. Are you believing the hype? Mostly from his dad.
Oh, his dad is funny. I saw him playing Marcellus Wiley today on ESPN. They played one-on-one. He challenged him to a one-on-one game because his dad said he could beat Jordan one-on-one. So Marcellus Wiley said, forget about Jordan. You can't even beat me, and they played one-on-one. Listen, Lonzo Ball is tremendous. The guy has vision. You can't teach vision. He is going to be great on the next level. I will tell you this, though, Sam. I've talked to some NBA people who are executives. They're not too thrilled about his dad speaking out. Okay, they love Lonzo Ball's talent, but they don't want to have to continue to clean up his dad saying something if they get off to an 0-3 start. So believe it or not, NBA teams are actually talking about this as a negative. But the kid's got incredible talent. He's a great player. Not a great shooter, but he's got it, right? It means we need a 30-point three-pointer, bang. I 30-foot three-pointer, bang, I hit one. He's done that multiple times. The kid's a special player.
Now, but I feel weird saying this, but back to his dad. LeVar Ball. Like, I haven't seen a character like this. This is some WWE, some Barnum and Bailey, almost Chris Jenner type of stuff that's going on with his dad. Like, listening to his dad, it makes you believe the hype a little bit, but on the same time, he's not a dumb guy. No. All of this stuff made you pay attention to his kids that much more. Yep. So, the fact that NBA officials and executives are talking about him, you probably wouldn't have gotten that from the hype that his dad generated. But at the same time, I mean, like, he's going 1-on-1 with Jordan. And I saw the stuff, the billion-dollar shoe franchise. And what was the new one? The new one was, like, he got his house robbed, but as long as he could earn the money back through his kids. This guy's, we've seen personalities like him before. Like, Adrian Peterson's dad. We've seen, but never to this extent.
Yeah, and listen, what he's doing now helps his kids. You're totally right, 100%. I just think when he makes the pros and he's a top pick, 1, 2, or 3, whatever he's going to be, at that point people are going to say, listen, he's a professional. He's getting paid. Can you step out of this and stop talking? I think that that's coming. I remember hearing years ago there was a player named God Shamgod.
Oh, yeah!
He was tremendous. And I know a very prominent general manager who was discussing on the phone. And one of his concerns was, I'm supposed to call this guy God in practice every single day. So sometimes these pro guys, and that's a real story, sometimes these pro guys can get caught up in this stuff. Listen, you're going to draft Lonzo Ball, and you're going to love every minute of it, but I do hope his dad sort of takes a step back when he's a pro and continues doing what he does for the younger brothers because it's helping them. You're right.
You know what I believe? I believe that is the end game because the second, and I'm speaking speculatively, Lonzo Ball gets drafted, goes to the NBA. He's going to now focus on his other kids because the job is done. You know, he got him into the NBA so he could kind of chill out. But it's like, you know, he's going to come back again or at least two more times because of his other kids.
100%. And he's helpless and he's promoting them and he should. His kids are great players. Ball saved Steve Alford's job. Steve Alford at UCLA was taking out ads in the paper apologizing to the fan base. And Sam, that doesn't last too long when you do that. That's pretty much the last resort.
Yeah.
So the kids are his kids are really good. He should get a lot of credit. He had a huge, you know, role in making them player they are. It's just when they get to the pros, time to go to your younger kids.
Okay. All right. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of this thing. Who do you pick to win this whole thing?
I pick UNC to win this entire thing.
Really?
Yes, I have UNC playing Arizona. Yep.
Okay. Now, I went the other way. Villanova, Kansas. Championship game, Villanova on top, back-to-back. I see Villanova doing it.
Well, here's my thing. That game against Wisconsin in round two for Villanova, and they will play Wisconsin. Virginia Tech is not winning that game. Chris Clark is injured. That is the game that worries me with Villanova. If they get by that game, you can write them in to Madison Square Garden playing Duke or SMU, Baylor, whoever you got, in a Great East final. I think Villanova's tremendous. I love them. I'm just worried about that second round game. I do have them winning that game, but I think that's the one that trips them up. As for Kansas, Sam, unfortunately, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think Kansas has been playing on borrowed time all year. They've had a lot of scandals off the court. They have the great guards, but they never blow anyone out. They play TCU at home. They're only up one at the half. They play Iowa State at home. They lose to Iowa State. I feel like they've been walking a fine line, and I think Kansas is going to get picked off by Miami in the second round.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I see State.
You know, that 1-8, yeah, that 8-9 game is very dangerous.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always a one seed that has trouble in that 8-9 game, and that's the one I'm going with this year.
Oh, okay, because I got State over Miami because they do have a good program. It's not as good as it used to be, but I don't see Miami passing the first round over State. I see, like, Michigan State going a one-and-done type thing, and then Kansas is just going to pick the bones of Izzo.
Here's the thing with Michigan State. I've watched them all year. I also write for BT Powerhouse, Big Ten Powerhouse online, and I've covered them a lot. I love Tom Izzo. I got to tell you, I pick Miles Bridges first in the NBA draft if he declares. I think he's that incredible. But they lost injuries all year. They lost Aaron Harris. He's out for the year. Tom Nairn's a great point guard, but he just doesn't score a lot. And Nick Ward is still a freshman inside. They're playing a Miami team that beat Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia this year, and they have a coach in Larrañaga who went to the Final Four in George Mason. I think whoever wins that game can give Kansas a real run, but I do like Miami to beat Kansas and move on to the Sweet 16.
Okay. Now, I got to ask, who are some of your, and these are all hot takes, bracket breakers? Just people who are going to mess up your bracket. If you could, I want you to jump into your crystal ball right now and pick a few teams that is really going to tear up everyone's bracket.
You got it. The first one is Kansas. I mentioned that before. Second one you'll be surprised at. I understand that Kentucky is very impressive, and we love Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox, but I do not think they've been consistent lately. I think Bam Adebayo has struggled inside at times, just getting alley-oops. He hasn't been great from the foul line. I'm not a huge Kentucky guy. I do not see Kentucky beating Wichita State in that second-round game. And by the way, I would have picked Dayton also, because I think either one of those teams are good. So I do not think you should put Kentucky far. I also don't think they would even beat UCLA if they played UCLA. So I think that one's going to break a lot of people's hearts. I also think Kansas is going to break people's hearts. And by the way, I just don't like Louisville. I said on the podcast that watching them on offense sometimes makes me feel like I ate bad sushi. It's very disjointed. Their big guys aren't back to the basket players. They don't shoot it well sometimes. They're going to play a hot Michigan team and then potentially an Oregon team that's got a chip on their shoulder because they lost Boucher, the guy coming off the bench coming into the tournament. So not a big fan of Kansas, Louisville, or Kentucky.
Really? Those are some strong hot takes. You're taking out a number one seed and a number two seed. Like, Kentucky is good, but I don't see them going that far. Believe it or not, I do see them passing Wichita State. They may have a little trouble UCLA. Honestly, I might not believe in the hype that much on Lonzo Ball. Makes me believe that if they make it that far, they will beat UCLA, but UNC got that, if it comes down to it.
Yeah, the first thing that came off the bracket to me when I saw this is UNC is not losing to Arkansas, and they're sure as heck not losing to any of those Minnesota, Middle Tennessee, Butler, or Winthrop teams. UNC has a cakewalk to the Elite Eight. So whatever anybody does out there, do not take UNC out before they get to the Elite Eight, because they will be there. I think they have probably the easiest trip of anyone getting to the Elite Eight.
Hot take. Like I said, a bunch of hot takes. We don't know. And I have to ask your professional opinion. Your personal opinion, you probably chuckle, but your professional opinion. Is Arizona for real?
Yeah, Arizona's for real. Arizona's for real. I've been talking about it all year. I have not been a big Arizona guy in the past. I had them losing to Wisconsin in the Elite Eight a couple of years ago. But Sam, just remember, they did all that stuff in the beginning of the year. They didn't have Alonzo Trier. They lost the point guard Jackson Parker Cartwright for a while. The freshman marketing from Finland is now just starting to come back again. They have the coach, Sean Miller, right? He's never been to a Final Four. They are for real. That Pac-12 with Oregon, them, and UCLA is very bunched up. Yes, Arizona's for real. And oh, by the way, Sam, they don't have a tough trip either getting to the Elite Eight. And then they just have to beat Gonzaga. So, yeah. I think Arizona's going to the Final Four. I got Duke, Arizona, Purdue, and UNC.
I like Gonzaga over Arizona. I'm sorry. I just can't believe the hype. I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see it. But it's whatever that my mind won't let it. I can't. Because I don't think they're for real. I think it's a lot of hype. Great games. I'm not taking away anyone's skill. But after, I'll give you Elite Eight. And then after that, bye-bye Arizona.
That'd be a great game because both coaches be fighting to get to their first Final Four. I have no problem with that. It'd be great.
Okay. Alright. Now, I hope we helped a lot of people out with their bracket, but there's always going to be that person in the office that has some crazy ritual. I gotta know, do you have any crazy superstitions or have come across some of the things with brackets right before you hit that submit button at 11:59 like all of us are going to do tomorrow?
I'll tell you, my superstition is I go to the exact same place for the last 17 years to watch the games on Thursday. We go to this place out here, Tiffany's, which is a sports bar. We go in there. It's a long drive from our house, but a bunch of guys and I get together. We're always there at noon, and the bartender said the same thing for the last 17 years. He says, happy anniversary, as soon as we walk in. It's the only time we're there. So that's our big ritual. We'll be there with wings and a beverage taking these games in tomorrow at noon.
All right. My crazy superstition, you know, because I'm not going to ask you and not share one myself. Now, one thing I have always done in the first round, if I am not, like, sure, or you know, I'm just not feeling it, or I don't know, or my upsets, or whatever, I take that back. Second round, when it's 32, always pick a blue or orange team. I'm dead serious. Like, that's why I'm a little pissed Syracuse out, because if I'm in, you know, second round in that team and I want to advance them and I have no legitimate reason to advance them, because a lot of this I'm doing with my heart, if your colors are close to blue and or orange, you're advancing. I don't care who you are.
That's a great one. That's a great superstition. I'll give you a little hint. If I was going to do that, I'd take Middle Tennessee State, because they're blue and they're favored in the first round over Minnesota, even though they're a 12 seed. So I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, think about Middle Tennessee State for that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking about it. But, I mean, we're not going to sit here and act like... You know what? That's exactly what I did with Middle Tennessee. I want to see if I'm right. In one of my brackets, I do have Middle Tennessee going... I just want to see if I'm right on that. Blue or orange. I it's a crazy superstition, but I hope it pays off. But one more time, thanks for coming into the podcast, Carlin. Please, if you want, I will give the plug. Binge on Screen, the screener. Lord knows I've been this week. Please, where can they find it, Mike?
You can find it on iTunes, Screen the Screener, College Basketball Podcast. You can find it on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. And we'll also find us on Twitter at SDS Podcast.
Mike, thanks again for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Talk to you soon. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Okay, that was my man, Mike Randall. Screen to screener. Catch him on iTunes. Catch him on all the stuff he just said. Man, Mike, I hope he was right about that Miami thing. Because I got to change my picks now. Because I really... with Michigan and Izzo, I was already apprehensive, but that, like, being a Michigan dude, I gotta rock with him. God, I hope you don't dick me on that, man. And Wichita, I will change that because Mike hit a lot of great points. Why you ain't asking no questions?
Well, what? I don't do college basketball.
So you just...
I just pick random teams on a bracket and call it a day. But I'm not... College basketball is boring to me.
Wow.
It is. I mean, I applaud...
That's like sacrilege this week.
I applaud the efforts of the gentlemen playing, but it's not my thing.
Like, I could go...
College sports are boring to me, period.
Nah, man. It's just... It's a vibe with it. It's... Actually, the hungriest you're going to get is college sports, because these cats are playing straight up for bragging rights. Mm-hmm. If that makes, you know, that makes sense, obviously, but they're playing straight up for bragging rights because they're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. When you're getting paid, now, I'm not saying it's cool that they ain't getting paid, but when you're not getting paid, that's essentially all you got is bragging rights. Mm-hmm. Like, because Mike said what he said about Wichita State, I am going to have them go over Kentucky. I'm going with Screen the Screener. I'm going with everything you just said. Don't dick me on this, Mike. I really need my billion-dollar perfect bracket. But I get it. The deal with... You know what? Let me break this down. When it comes down to... this right here, when it comes down to college sports, it's the hungriest you're going to get because they're not getting paid. So you got a bunch of people, and quite honestly, it's not going to be a lot of kids. I can say kids now because I'm old as fuck, but who never reached that professional echelon in college sports. Mm-hmm. So this is it. This is the end of the line for him. So what they say, what's that old saying, leave it out all on the field? Mm-hmm. This is it for them. This is the highest they're going to go. So they're going to put whatever it is, whether it be the field, the court, or whatever, they're going to parlay that into these games, and they're going to leave it all out on the field in hopes that they may be drafted, that they may be a walk-on star, mm-hmm. or maybe a correspondent type deal, like Tebow. Like, I'm not shitting on Tebow,
but the baseball player.
Okay, you know what? Let me let me walk that back. Cheryl Miller.
Okay.
Before the WNBA was a thing, Cheryl Miller was that deal when it came down to college sports, because we saw what Cheryl Miller did in college. And if you ask me, Cheryl Miller could crack that ass to Reggie Miller. What's up, Reggie? I know you listening.
Funny, like, the WNBA came after her prime, after her time, mm-hmm. you know? Did she ever coach in the WNBA? I think she did coach, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a coaching gig, but I mean, we all sit back and wonder what could have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if there was a WNBA in her prime, Lord only knows.
I mean, I know a lot of women then, they went and played overseas. I think she did too at a time, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I could be wrong. But a lot of them.
No, you're right on that.
A lot
you're
of
right
them went, because they didn't have no pro teams over here. They do overseas. So a lot of them went to play overseas after college.
All right. I know we're talking to each other, but I at least want to address the audience.
Okay.
I hope Mike Randall, my God, screen to screener, Fantasy Warrior Mike, help you with your bracket. Hopefully, you win whatever tournament. I'm in, like, several brackets where I'm...
Are you a bracket hoe?
No. I'm... Because my mind changed so much, it's like being a part of different fantasy teams or different, because it's the outcome of what you want, and sometimes you don't know, man. It's so much. This is 64 teams. I mean, like, anything can happen. It's so random to the point where, all right, let me break it down. It's so random because even though it's 64 teams, loose math, you have at least a million different outcomes of what happened based on these 64 teams. Loose math. I'm not a mathematician here. So the odds of having a perfect bracket is virtually impossible.
Yeah, I get that. So, unless you happenstance, luck, whatever you want to call it. That's the only way. Like,
it's luck. You can't even build algorithm.
Algorithm theory, statistics. You can put all that together, and you can go, like when you pick on ESPN, they give you, like, the favorable of the match. They did it last year. I didn't look this year. Right. Last year, you could pick the most favorable. It's like, okay, this.
Oh, yeah, they got this year. Like,
pick them up, pick this person, because they're most likely to win. But it was a lot of upsets last year, too.
Well, and this year, like, you got your favorites. You got your Gonzagas. You got your North Carolina or UNC, Kansas, Gonzaga. Maybe Arizona, if you feeling it. I'm looking in your direction, Mike. Because he's saying Arizona for real.
Who was the big one last year that shocked everybody? Villanova
was not. Villanova is shocked shit. We saw that shit coming a mile away. But my whole point of it is, it all resets and you can have an upset bracket. You can have bracket breakers. That's what Would you paying attention when I was talking to Mike?
I'm sorry. You know, I had to tend our precocious 4-year-old. All
right. Here's my point.
Who's currently locking the door.
What I will say is this. I know we spent... before all of that, the point I was getting at is we talked a lot about March Madness. My man Mike Randall. Screener. I can't stress that enough, man.
That's
my podcast of the week right now.
All right, that's what's up.
But I will say this. What else caught your eye this week? Now, I know St. Patty's Day... there's $200 right there of bail money when I go and go to this parade and have some good times.
What are you planning on doing? Pulling your dick out?
No, but, you know, public drunkenness, you know, whatever.
That's why you stay in the building?
Well, look, it is, you don't, leave yourself out there like that. But either way, I don't think I don't cut up like that. But what I'm saying is, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
I mean, I'm not judging if you do.
Would it, like, look, here's the thing. Last year, it was this dude who rocks with St. Patrick's Day, rocks with March Madness, and he got a vasectomy around this time. He had it scheduled personally. So, yeah, he scheduled his vasectomy around the time of March Madness because a job will give you your time off because it is a medical procedure. But now he get a chance to sit on his couch and watch nothing but March Madness and drink his green beer.
With peas on his balls.
There it is. Hey. If
it works, it works.
And he got the time off. So, shit, I'd do that.
Okay.
If I had to have a medical procedure done, and I was into March Madness like this or college basketball, I would do it around this time.
Okay.
And the fact that he gets a chance to drink some green beer while he do it, good shit,
do
man.
What you do.
Now, speaking of the news, I know we got a little bit of time. Me and Mike, we got into our conversation about March Madness. That's my guy. You know I rocks with Mike. But you usually the news person. Anything step out to you this week? Because I got one. Normally, it's your decision that does this. I got a news story that stepped out.
Besides the normal Trump mumble.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Do I have anything?
All right, let me prep you. Now, during March Madness, during St. Patty's Day, and, you know, me drinking, by the way. Hey, before I finish that thought, our drinks are arrived. That lonely shot of Jameson that you haven't taken. You gotta get Irish.
I enjoy Jameson's.
Well, you could have fooled me. It's just been chilling over there.
First of all, it was in the refrigerator, and I like for my stuff to be cold.
Oh, well, it can't get no colder.
Okay, here, I'm taking
it. All right, dear.
Are we clinking?
All right, then. Get a little Irish in you. Now, the news story I was talking about is the girl who got... Okay, I don't know what that was. But the news story I was talking about, the girl who essentially got hold out of a prom date, man.
Hi, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, check this out. My man, Le'Veon Bell. Now, Le'Veon Bell... was asked to prom by a lifelong Steelers fan in Wisconsin. She stays in Wisconsin, but she rocked with the Steelers since birth.
Okay.
She's going to prom this year, 2017. She's a senior, she graduated, and she loves the Steelers. And she said, Le'Veon Bell, if I tweet you this, will you take me to prom? Mm-hmm. Le'Veon Bell said, if your post to ask me to go to prom gets 600 retweets, I'll take you. That shit got 2,000 and some change. So Le'Veon Bell, being a man of his word, was just like, well, a deal's a deal. I see you on prom day. And he DM'd her. You know, they DM'd each other all the information that he needs to be there on prom day. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward to today, yesterday, really, but it really hit the shit today because I now know about it.
Okay.
The school said, go fuck yourself, Le'Veon Bell. You deep in the heart of Packers country. That's number one. That's strike one.
So the girls, she live in Wisconsin.
Go fuck yourself, Le'Veon Bell, because last time I checked, your ass still played for the Steelers.
Ooh.
Oh, it gets deeper. Strike two. The school board said, go fuck yourself, Le'Veon Bell, because you are over the age of 19.
How old is Le'Veon? Like 24.
Not 19, motherfucker.
I'm curious to see how old he is.
I think he like 20, 25. Yeah, 26, 27. He up there. Not 19, though. And the school was just like, no one over the age, school board said, no one over the age of 19 can accompany.
Well, that's a lot of schools.
Can accompany somebody.
He's 25.
Okay, 25 is not 19.
I know, but that's a lot. I have heard that, like when you back, like I say, if a girl buy her date's prom yeah. ticket, they want to know how old the date is. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like a 21. I think a lot of schools is like 21.
Oh, and strike three. You ready for this shit?
He black.
No! That's probably four. Yeah, you're like, get ready for four. I don't think they care. I don't think they care about
you
that.
You might have had this little white girl
on
the
prom. No. They said anti-drug policy is at that school. So anybody who got charged with anything. And remember, he had to serve four games because he had marijuana for a week. So this girl's lifelong dream done. They just put the kibosh on that. Now, something could happen where more the school said go fuck yourself. So that's not happening at prom. Now, if I'm curious to know, Le'Veon is like, well, that sucks, but I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So his life really didn't change.
The girl is looking at that. She the one that got a petition for him to come. Like,
yeah.
Not on no sexual stuff.
It's fucking Le'Veon Bell. Look, I get it, man. If yo guy that you've been rocking with this guy since day one want to take you to prom, that's like
if Usher said, Tasha, I want to take you to your
prom. Yeah.
Come on.
Like, I'm trying to think who was my equivalent of that when I was in prom. My equivalent.
I had a boyfriend. I didn't even take him to prom, so.
My equivalent.
Is that jacked up, though? Yeah. Did I didn't take my boyfriend to prom?
Well, did Le'Veon say, okay? Like, because.
He was mad, too, though. Like.
He kind of should.
I went with another guy.
He should have been.
I didn't want nobody to know I went with him, for one.
Still should have been. So now this motherfucker's a secret?
He went prom dress shopping with me and everything.
Yeah, I'd be a little pissed off too.
I didn't want nobody to know I was kicking it with him.
Oh yeah, so this guy got to be a secret for the rest of his life. I'd be a little upset too.
For the rest of his life, he was a secret from the end.
I'm trying to think.
Had I walked in the prom, what you do?
Okay, yeah. And I'm only throwing this out there.
He didn't have no car
for looks. When I was high school, maybe it would have been Ashanti, maybe Shakira. Because, you know, Shakira. So, yeah. I think it would have been Shakira. I'm trying to think 2002. So, it would have been Shakira.
I thought you had a thing for Topanga.
Nah, man. And it depends. I bullshit. If we're going to go Topanga versus Winnie Cooper, Winnie Cooper going to win every time. Now, I will fight that shit to the death. Like, Big Mane, he is totally woke about it. Big Mane loves some Topanga. I'm saying Winnie Cooper, man.
Y'all just like her titties.
Okay. And she's awesome at and she's awesome at math. When you say her, who are you talking about?
Topanga.
No, I'm talking about Winnie Cooper. Winnie Cooper.
Isn't that Danielle Fisher something?
Yes, that's Topanga. Winnie Cooper is
Danica
Keller.
I think.
Yeah. But I'm saying Shakira, 2002, that's around the time, right?
Whatever.
Like, she, it was, you got a fading Britney, a fading Christina Aguilera. That was like, whole Christina Aguilera, dirty, when she was on dirty. Shakira was there, Jewel, I know, 2002. You had Ashanti. Who was the other side of Ashanti? It was Ashanti and somebody else. 2002.
Oh, goodness.
Like a latent Foxy Brown. Remy Ma wasn't in jail yet. On her way, Nicki Minaj wasn't even a part of the scene.
Nicki Minaj is around our age.
Yeah, no, nah, she was. I'm older than Nicki Minaj.
No,
so
you're not. Nicki Minaj is like 34.
She wasn't a part of the scene, though.
Yeah,
you had a budding Beyonce.
Bing, Jennifer Lopez, Ashanti, Vanessa Carlton.
You had a budding Beyonce.
Kylie Minogue, Mary J. Blige, Shakira, Celine Dion. Truth Hurts. I forgot about her. Kelly.
Oh,
Rowan,
yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, Destiny's Child was around that.
Randy, Alanis Morissette.
But it wasn't.
Eve. There you go.
Eve. You know what? Out of all that, I'm giving it to Shakira. Because she was like at the maximum potential. So that's that. That's what my Le'Veon would have been to this girl, you know?
Yeah. Mine's Usher then. I
so
can't do that now.
And you said no. I mean, like the school board.
Like really? Think I'm not gonna walk in here with Usher? Y'all like y'all
not? Look, y'all could find me, y'all could do whatever. But this is fucking Le'Veon Bell, man. Like just makes sense, you know, for her, you know. Like same thing with if like Shakira was just like, come on Sam, let's go to the prom. Oh fuck yeah. I went to the prom with Shakira, who last day we still don't know, but fuck it. What this girl got that I don't got, Sam, says every woman. And then it would just never buy. Say, or in your case with Usher, what this motherfucker got that I don't get?
My boyfriend and my prom, they probably would have been looking at me like, huh?
I withdraw my comment. I withdrew.
So, you got an issue with us? Yeah. I skipped over you to take him.
I gotta be honest.
I skipped over both of y'all to take Usher.
Look, I wasn't married to you at the time. I would have still had an Usher. Just a problem with Usher for this one thing, and I'm trying to think, was this before or after that hit city shit? Excuse me.
That's back when you got a bad Usher. So you got a bad.
No, wait,
no,
wait.
That was Nice and Slow.
No, what was that? My bad. I have a problem with that with him and Monica. I just want to address that. Hey, it's not every day. Look, I met Usher.
Yeah, that was My Way album.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I met Usher.
I had to double check.
In the early beginnings of this podcast.
We met Usher in 2010.
This is the early beginnings of the podcast.
Yep, 2010.
Early. And I mean Jack Scratch early of this podcast.
It was the summer of 2010.
And the only thing I can say, we're coming up on our 7-year anniversary. I know.
Now that we're talking about Usher.
Yeah.
We met Usher in year one.
Like in year one of the podcast.
We were at Panera.
And you, we have talked about
that
in length.
We were having a lunch after church. Lunch
and then, all right, let's go back to Usher. There was, before you went on your fangirl shit.
I just asked because I didn't want to be disrespectful and be like, who is Usher? I got a picture. No,
mine was like,
him,
dude, what the fuck?
I said, hey, do you think you let him take a picture? That's like, she want to know if she can take a picture. He's like, come on.
Yeah. My demeanor didn't change. Hey, Usher.
Usher knows me. For years I had a dog tag that said my name on one side and Usher's name. I was in love with Usher for years. And I did not lose
I want to know, did my demeanor change? He's ordering his fucking roast beef.
I'm like,
no, because I've seen the guy who can replace me.
And then you was like, well, I'll just get a picture. That's your ever.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm not shitting on his work.
How many times can you say you met Usher Raymond at a Panera?
Exactly.
Nobody believed that.
Nobody. That's why I took the picture.
And every time I put the picture up, people are like, I cannot believe how you met him. Like,
look, my man
is short.
Everybody, my man is waiting on his roast turkey panini, and I'm just like. All right, look, it's not every day I get a chance to meet Usher. I will take a picture with fucking Usher, but I do have to ask this question. What the fuck was up with that? He was just like, it was a good song. All right, well, shit. All right.
I mean,
I'm a
day one Usher fan, so Even the new stuff. When people,
I'm looking at it, I'm like, it was not a good song. But you know, it's like double platinum. So no, the album went double platinum. So I can't say shit about it. No, My Way, that same song I'm talking about.
No, I like My Way.
No, My Bed with him and Monica.
I remember that song.
I remember that song because it was a... Duh, what the fuck?
I remember him, Alicia Keys, My Boo.
That was years later.
I know.
That was years later. All right, we talking to... All right, girl got hold, didn't she? Because if you... She got hold.
Yeah, that's kind of jacked up. Like,
it's Le'Veon Bell.
She's not bringing a big black penis in there to ride in the middle of the floor. BBC.
But it is.
That's why girls call black.
Yeah. Look, I saw Get Out, dog. Nope.
Mm-mm. But here's the thing.
Nope. We're not leaving this shit to chance.
And nope. He's a celebrity, so he's obviously doing this for charitable purposes, if you want to consider saying like that. So let her.
Your school could get a shine.
It's not like she's trying to. He might hit it after the prom. You never know. But still,
I would like to say he wouldn't. I would like to say no. She was 17,
and he wanted to slide on up in there.
No, she's 17, and he's not. I think Le'Veon.
Le'Veon, run from that white girl.
No,
run!
That's why I said like Le'Veon doesn't have a fight in this. If anything,
we were only supposed to be talking for a small period of time.
Alright, look.
Look where we at.
Look, we here. We getting there. I want to thank my man Mike Randall for helping people with the brackets. Hopefully, his advice makes me a billionaire. And I ain't gonna hold Mike. I slide him a couple dollars. No, just enough to say, like, thank you.
When you say a couple, how much are we talking?
I admit two, because I said a couple. Just so it's like, hey, Mike.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
I'm not going to give you a stir. You know what? I only changed a few things in my bracket. I mean,
$2 bills. Just slide them a $2
bill. No, I wouldn't do that. That's disrespectful. Here's what I'd do. Mike talked about his bar, you know, that he goes and visits every NCAA. I buy him around and like a fucking corned beef sandwich and we square. Because I only changed two things because of Mike.
Okay, so you give him a dollar each thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Well, my man Mike, you can catch my man Mike Randall, Fantasy Warrior Mike, on the Twitter. You can list is all over wherever podcasts are heard. This is weird because this is the time I usually talk about my own podcast, but Screen to Screener, check it out. If you are still setting your NCAA men's basketball brackets, you may want to hear him. You may fix some things about your bracket. Everything else related to the Just Talking with Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com. All of our stuff, you can talk to me personally on Twitter, samshow11. Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, Just Talking with Sam on the Facebook and Instagram. samshownation.com for your hub for everything. And we will see you guys next week, man. Peace out.
Peace.